我爱你，爱着你，就像老鼠爱大米。
哦、oh, ，beautiful， 继续继续。嗯
嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯And tomorrow, I want to sing a love song to her.
Oh, Clayton, 要为这位美女啊献上一首情歌。She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people like a girl or love a girl, we could sing to her or say I love you to her or even give her chocolates.
Yeah, and we can even write love letters.
Love, Jonathan.
Oh yeah, beautiful.
You know.Animals feel love too, but they can't talk.
Oh, that's right. But you know, animals have other ways of showing their love, and we're going to find out about it in our reading today, so stay with us.
Animals' ways of saying, I love you.
Reading A.
When love is in the air, we give chocolates or say, I love you.But what do animals do? Although animals can't talk, they can be just as romantic. Male birds and frogs sing love songs to their sweethearts. Male crickets play the violin for their ladies. They rub their wings together to make beautiful music.Jonathan, earlier we were talking about ways that people show love, and you mentioned that people give chocolates to show love. There's other ways too, but there's something here in the reading that says love is in the air. Isn't that a nice phrase?
Love is in the air, but not in the water. But what does it mean?
Well, it just means that someone is in love, and the feeling is all around.So this expression, love is in the air, we can use it with other things too, not just love, but usually it's with feelings.
Yes, 我们这里呢看到 something is in the air. Something is in the air. 这里这个 something 呢通常是指感觉。所以这一句话的意思就是空气中弥漫着什么样的感觉 ,some kind of feeling.
Right, but we can also say spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air. 那就是说空气中充满着这个春天的气息。But right now, I don't feel spring. I just feel cold.
Oh, right. I guess it's still winter time, so spring isn't in the air yet.
But today, of course, we're not talking about the four seasons. We're talking about animal love.
Right, and how do animals show their love? Well, the reading tells us that male birds and frogs sing songs to their sweethearts. Now, this word male, well, male is like a man or a boy, but men and boys are people, so the word that we have for animals is male. Now, there's one more word here I got to explain, and that's sweetheart.Now, your sweetheart is the person you love or like a lot. So, male frogs and birds sing songs to their sweethearts.
How very romantic. They sing songs. 不过呢，我们这里先来看一个重点单字哦 ,male. 它是个名词、形容词同一个字。如果是名词的话呢，就是雄性。如果是形容词的话呢，就有雄性的或是公的的意思。接下来我们又看到另外一个单字哦，是个名词 sweetheart， 可能很多人都听过，就是甜心。所以文章说啊，鸟类和蛙类呢，会对他们的甜心唱情歌。
And our students might be wondering if the boy animal is male, then what about the girl animal? Well, the answer is female. Female is what you call a girl animal.
听到了吗？Female 呢就是 male 的反义字，所以 male 就是公的 ，female 就是母的。So Clayton, some animals sing to say I love you. Are there other ways?
Yes, there's an animal called the cricket, a very small animal, and what it does is play violin to show its love.
What? You're lying to me. 什么动物会以拉小提琴、play the violin 来对这个女性的动物示爱？ Only people can play the violin.
Okay, but what they do is like playing the violin. They rub their wings together to make music.
所以什么动物会摩擦它的翅膀来发出美妙的声音呢？ Well, 原来就是 cricket.Cricket 就是蟋蟀，大家都听过。那么蟋蟀它会怎么样？它会 rub 这个动词就是摩擦，它会 rub 它们的 wings 摩擦它们的翅膀 ，and they make this sounds.
Yeah, you can hear them sometimes at night, maybe. But this word rub, like Jonathan said, means put two things together and move them. So you can rub your hands together if your hands feel cold.
哎 ，Clayton 再顺便教我们一下，说这个 rub 这个动词怎么用哦 ？If your hands are cold, you can rub them together. 哈、哦，手就可以一起这样搓。If you're cold,
right? It's February, so you must still be feeling cold.
Yes, and now my hands are warm after I rub them together.
Yeah, but I really like the sound crickets make. I think it's really romantic when you're walking outside. Maybe you're in the country.And you hear the sound, chirp, chirp, chirp. It's really beautiful.
Too bad we can't go outside today and listen to them. 因为冬天蟋蟀就太冷了，就不会出来叫。But after we take a break and come back, we can talk to them about a lot more other ways animals say love.
All right, we'll be back, everybody.
Animals' ways of saying, I love you.
Reading B.
Some animals dance to say, Will you marry me? Male ostriches move their necks, tails, and wings. Slowly, they get down on their knees. They hope the female will say yes. Under the sea, seahorse husbands and wives do a love dance every day. This is their way of saying, Good morning, my dear.
No, of course not.
No. I'm talking about what it says in the reading, Jonathan. It says, some animals dance to say, Will you marry me?And we know animals can't talk, right? So they have to have other ways of showing their love.
Oh, 真的是吓死我了。刚刚我还以为 Clayton 在跟我求婚呢。Thank God, 还好不是。不过 Clayton 刚刚提到一个重点哦，这个动物其实是不能说话的，对不对？所以呢，文章就告诉我们说，他们就用跳舞来代替 Will you marry me? 嫁给我吧。But how do animals...Dance.
Well, there's one animal called the ostrich. It's the biggest bird in the world, and it has a really long neck and long legs, and it does a really special dance.
Oh, ostrich! 那就是鸵鸟了。鸵鸟会跳舞。
Yep, I'll show you how. So first, the ostriches move their long necks from side to side like this.
首先 you have to move your neck, 动你的脖子来 follow along.
Yeah, like that. Okay, got it?
Okay, got it.
And then they move their tails like this.
Then they move their tails. 这个 tail 就是尾巴 so 他们会动他们的尾巴 Yes.
And then last, they move their wings.
然后他们会 move their wings, 动他们的翅膀
Oh yeah, I think you got it, Jonathan.
So we're doing the ostrich dance?
Yeah, you know, I think we're so good, we could win a dancing competition.
如果去报名热舞竞赛，搞不好真的会得第一名哦。Okay, so Clayton,
yeah.
After all this fun, what happened?
So then, the ostriches get down on their knees, but they do it slowly, which means they don't do it quickly. They do it in a slow way.
接下来跳完舞以后会干嘛呢？我们看到 slowly 这个副词， slowly 就是慢慢的， slowly they get down on their knees。 我们这里看到 get down on somebody's kneesGet down on somebody's knees, 就是呢跪下来的意思。
So it's just like this.
Oh, no, 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 我不要娶你。I don't want to marry you. No, no.
I'm not asking you to marry me. I'm trying to show our audience something.
Oh, so sorry. Oh, so what happens next?
Well, after the ostriches kneel down, then...The male hopes the female ostrich will say yes. Now, when you hope for something, that means you really want it. You want it to happen. So you can say, for example, I hope tomorrow will be a sunny day.
Oh, I hope tomorrow will be a good day. 不过重点是我们这里看到 hope 这个单字，它是名词、动词同一个字哦。Hope 就是希望的意思。Now, Clayton, I think hope...and wish are a little bit different.、Huh?
You're right. Usually we use hope for something that could happen. But for wish, usually it's something that is probably not going to happen. So, for example, we could say, I wish I could fly because I know I'm never really going to be able to fly.
那这样子的话听懂了吗？ Wish 还有 hope 有什么样的差别呢？一般而言，不是每一次哦，是一般而言哦。Hope 是用来表达说可能会发生的希望，而 wish 是用来表达不可能发生的希望。比如说 Clayton 他说他知道他不能够飞，所以他说 I wish I could fly。哎呀，好希望我可以飞哦。
Well, let's look at another animal, Jonathan, and that's the seahorse. Now, the seahorse is a little animal that lives in the ocean.And it dances every day to show its love.
Hey, 我们这里有听到 seahorse. Seahorse 当然就是海马咯。而这里有个重点， way of doing something. Way of doing something 就是做什么的方式。所以这里呢， this is their way of saying good morning. 就是呢，海马他们说早安的方式就是跳舞咯。干嘛、啊、
Well, this is my way of saying, let's go to word power.
Okay, word power.
Word power. Here we are at word power again, and our first word of the day is male.Male.
Yes, male. 它呢在文章里头、啊、是个形容词，不过它也可以是个名词，意思呢就是雄的或者是公的。
Female snakes are often bigger than male ones.
Thank you, Teacher Clayton.
No problem.
而且也是事实哦，这个母的蛇呢通常是比公的还要大只。
Rub, rub.
Rub, 它则是个动词，就是呢摩擦的意思。
If your hands are cold, rub them together.
是的，手如果感到冷的话呢，就互相摩擦吧。
Slowly, slowly.
Slowly 呢是个副词，就是缓慢地或者是慢慢的。
Walk faster, you're moving too slowly.
哎，请你走快一点啦，你真的是动作太慢了。
Hope.Hope.
Hope 是个动词，就是希望。
I hope I get a computer for my birthday.
生日的时候呢，真的是很希望可以得到一台电脑哦。How about you?
Well, I sure hope I get a computer, but I don't know who's going to give it to me. Maybe you?
Don't look at me.
In mind. Hey, Jenny, what are you reading?
Oh, it's my friend Amber's wedding invitation. 这是她的结婚喜帖。
I remember Amber. She's your friend from senior high school, right?
Right. And she's getting married. She's marrying an American.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
好，我的朋友 Amber 她要结婚了，我真是替她高兴。那在英文里面呢，我们说谁跟谁结婚要怎么说呢？你可以用 marry 这个字 ，A marry B， A 跟 B 结婚。或者是呢，你可以说 A B married to B， 或者是 A get married to B 都可以。那这里要注意的是，因为我们中文说跟什么人结婚，所以很多人在用这个介系词的时候会用成 with， 那是不对的哦。你不可以说 A B married with B， 或者是 A get married with B， 这样讲是不对的，要注意。
So when are they getting married?
Oh, next Saturday.
And you're going?
Of course, I'm going.
That sounds so exciting. So I know how to do the ostrich dance. Do you know how to do the seahorse dance?
Oh, yeah. When seahorses dance, they kiss each other. Let me show you.
No.
你再看一次今天的 reading. 我一定要教会他。Clayton!
Animals' ways of saying...I love you.
When love is in the air, we give chocolates or say I love you. But what do animals do? Although animals can't talk, they can be just as romantic. Male birds and frogs sing love songs to their sweethearts. Male crickets play the violin for their ladies.They rub their wings together to make beautiful music. Some animals dance to say, "Will you marry me?" Male ostriches move their necks, tails, and wings. Slowly, they get down on their knees. They hope the female will say yes.Under the sea, seahorse husbands and wives do a love dance every day. This is their way of saying, Good morning, my dear. Review time! Okay, everybody, it's review time, and we need to fill in the blanks.
好，我们今天呢就来做填充题，请把杂志翻开来。那么你会看到三题，每一题当中当然都有个空格，请你从文章中找出正确的单字，把它给填起来。
Number one, she blank all her friends come to her party.
She 怎么样呢？所有的朋友都来 party， 当然是希望朋友都会来 so she hopes.All her friends come to her party.
Yes, that would be great. Number two, my little sister walked to blank, so I carried her.
That's very nice of you.
Thank you.
这里 my little sister walked too 怎么样？我的小妹妹她走路很怎么样？很慢 ，too slowly. 所以呢 ，I carried her. 所以我就把她抱起来。It's faster that way.
Number three, my back hurts. Can you blank it for me?
How interesting. My back hurts. 我的背好痛哦。Can you rub it for me? 你可以帮我推一推、擦一擦吗？ Do you need a rub?
I'm okay. My back doesn't hurt now.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Yeah, why don't you rub my back?
You can go to the foot massage place for that.
Oh, 好吧。那Have fun studying English. We'll see you next time.
Fun with phrases.
Something be in the air.
Something be in the air.
What a beautiful day today.
Yeah, Summer is in the air.
Soon, junior high school will be over.
And I'll go to senior high school.
Change is in the air.
And I have a new boyfriend.
So, love is in the air.
Yes, and I see that your hat is in the air too.
Just for fun!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Matt.
And I'm Angie.
And we're going to be talking about proverbs on today's Just for Fun. Now, we're going to be talking about something I understand very much. We're talking about being late, not arriving on time. Now, I have this problem, Angie. I'm always running late, we say. I'm always behind schedule, and I'm always rushing to get places, and usually I'm a little late. But today's proverb says that's okay.
That's right, because today's proverb is better late than never.
Which means you're better off arriving late than never arriving at all. So, sometimes when I'm running late, I look at my watch and think, oh no, I'm so late, I'm just not going to go. But really, I should go, because just being there for part of something is better than never going at all.
And sometimes the proverb, better late than never, applies to people, but it can also apply to other things, like turning in an essay or a test. Sometimes you might turn it in late, but it's still better than never turning it in. So it's good to keep in mind that it's still good to finish it. And if it's late, it's better late than never.
That's right. And you know, there's another way to use this proverb. For example, maybe we've been a bad student for many, many years, and we want to finally change and start studying and making better grades. Well, it's better late to start than to never do it at all, because if you start now, you can work on being a better student, and then in the next couple years, you will become an A-plus student. But if you don't do anything, then you never will. So it's better late than never.
Oh, I can think of something that I really want to do, but sometimes I think I'm too old. But I think I should just listen to the proverb and do it now. I've been telling myself that I should exercise 3 times a week, but sometimes I just forget to, but it's better late than never.
That's right. Well, that's all the time we have for Just for Fun. If you joined us late, that's okay, because it's better late than never. See you next time.